Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another Attraction HQ podcast. I've got a cool topic for you today that I think you might like. Crazy women. Well, that's my insane laugh. So if you are having presently, currently, or historically, you are struggling to understand the inscrutable ways of the female kind. You're like, what is up with these women? They are acting mad. She's changed her mind 5 times. She's yelling. She's running around the place. She's packed her bags. She's unpacked her bags. What in the world is going on? Are all women out of this world crazy and mad? Joining me in this discussion is a lady called Vanessa Candioti. She's an amazing jewelry designer. She also has a female coaching practice called The Jewel Process. So if there are people that have been getting in touch with women and talking to them and getting them to really understand themselves, that's really in line with Vanessa's work and mine. So we're going to be here today sharing with you some interesting insights into the feminine. So if you are constantly getting lost with women's reactions or how you perceive their moods to be, or you would describe women generally as illogical, then we're here to pick that apart and give you some ways to help to deal with the female nature, which, as we know, is just a bit different to the nature of the man.
It is indeed.
Yeah. So when we're talking about the feminine, I think a lot of the time, just, you know, I have to do due diligence here because I am, I am a feminist. And I'm, I love women, sisterhood. So I would say that a lot of the time when we're thinking about what is logical and rational versus what is illogical and irrational, you know, that branding where one is good and the other is bad. I think that was developed by some men ages ago. So a lot of the time, it's quite easy to perceive a woman's inherent behavior as like negative, like, well, she's not being logical or she's not being rational, therefore she is bad or something is really misaligned here. When really, actually, I think just the female way of looking at the world or feeling about the world or engaging with the world is just different. And actually, as a man, if you can become wonderful at being a balance to that, what you'll find is your relationships with women are really going to start to flourish. I was out with one of my guy clients actually last night, and he's getting to the stage now where he's starting to get quite a lot of women interested in him. And being the ethical person that I am, I'm like, well, you know, if you're not interested in them in a long-term capacity, then, you know, don't put across the wrong signal, you know, be upfront about that. And he was like, I don't think I can do it. He's like, they're not going to like that. And in fact, I think women really like men that are really in touch with their masculine, that are sexual, yes, open about their sexuality, strong in their position. And actually, you so know where you are with them that you like them a lot. And I've had that experience with guys. Like, I've known it hasn't been a serious thing. I haven't wanted it to be a serious thing. I felt attracted to them. I've known they've had 10 girlfriends all around the world. I haven't been bothered because I'm like, well, he is what he is. And there's a point of certainty there, which for me as a woman feels nice because I change my mind sometimes and that's in my nature. And so to have a point of certainty is a fantastic thing. And I think, Vanessa, you were just joking earlier before we started to tape this about how you were changing your mind about all the different places in the world you were going to move to in 1 week.
Yes, indeed.
So can you give us an example for the guys out there of how this beautiful feminine nature might be expressed in a normal conversation?
So basically, the human mind is not to be trusted. Yes. Not to be trusted under any circumstances. Your mind will take you anywhere you allow it to go to. So some minds, you know, are a bit more intense than others. You know, we may call it the pain body, where it presses on all your buttons and it becomes really painful and you start being unkind to yourself.
Right. What I would say is, when I'm looking at things like this, I always find that a lot of the time my guy clients might ask me, why did she behave that way? Or she behaved that way one day and she behaved in a completely different way the other day. What's going on with that? And an interesting thing that I've come to recognize, that's good to recognize, is by going, why have they behaved that way? Why have they changed their minds? Or why are they giving me mixed signals? What you're assuming from that perspective is that she's worked it all out. She's got a plan. She knows what she wants. And she's communicating that. And in fact, what you might find is she doesn't know what she wants. She hasn't thought about it. And what you're getting is just the ripples on the surface of someone who is, you know, a conflicted or confused person or hormonal. And the thing is, a lot of the time, women particularly, and men a lot of the time, there's like, you know, how many people actually sit down and are really zen and meditative and like touch in with themselves and work out what they want and think about how to give clear and empathetic communication all the time? Like, hardly any. And how many people are so distracted by everything in the modern world, whether that's like a bunch of work deadlines or, you know, two other people that they could date at the same time as you, so they're constantly reacting and communicating out of a state of internal conflict. And that's why sometimes you think, oh my God, I'm getting mixed signals or I'm getting hot and cold. It's because she hasn't come to a fixed decision about anything. She's going back and forth, and that's what you're witnessing. And it's not even that she's definitely not trying to mess you around or do anything like that. It's just people struggle to come to stillness and they struggle to come to certain conclusions and resolutions, particularly the feminine, because the feminine, I have to say, like, I was actually speaking to a female business coach earlier this morning, and she's like, she gets, I'm not even kidding to you guys, no joke, and I think this is fabulous. She gets women to adapt their work schedule or their businesses around stuff like their monthly cycle to do work at different times.
We have a cycle. We have 4 weeks and our moods and energy changes throughout that cycle. So, you know, when our moon starts, then we're going to feel low energy. We need to stay in. We're not feeling good. And then, you know, as the month goes along, our energy goes up, we're creating, we're full on. And then right before our moon again, we'll need to slow down. We're going to start to feel moody, you know, i.e. PMSing. And all we want is just somebody who's doesn't buy into our shit. Sorry for my language.
It's fine.
Who doesn't buy into our moods. Who just knows that we're bigger than that. We're bigger than that stage. You fell in love with our essence. You fell in love with the soul of the woman in front of you. You did not feel in love with her neurosis, fall in love with her neuroses, I think, although some men do. But that creates even more drama in their life.
I don't love the crazy ones. Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, we all have a crazy streak. And I think with a man who buys into it, it makes it bigger. So all I will ask you is to take a step back, you know, connect with who you fell in love with, and don't buy into the craziness, don't buy into the stories, don't buy into, you know, her changing her mind. Try to communicate kindly.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's about kind communication for both parties. You know, women communicate, some of us, more easily than men. But it is really about being kind to each other, because when we change our minds and we have a man in front of us calling us names or, you know, or making us feel like we're even crazier than we are, doesn't feel so good.
Right. And I would say as well, for something like that, When you're speaking to a woman, you're engaging. Honestly, if you cannot feed the cycle and you don't feed the cycle of when she's in that heightened state of tension, you know what? Here's what not to do. Don't walk out in a dramatic fashion, because that will leave her feeling, that will press the abandonment button, which is one of women's big, big, big fears. So don't do that. If at all possible, what I'd like you to do is just say something along the lines of, okay, I understand that you might not want to speak to me right now about it, but you know, I'm just going to be downstairs. I'm just going to be sat here. And if you want to talk, or if you want to hug, let me know. So I'm here for you. I'm ready to listen. You know, make a single, simple, beautiful statement, which goes, I'm your rock. It's cool. You're being a woman. That's fine. And I'm relaxed with it. And honestly, a lot of that you'll see with women maybe cancelling on dates or rearranging things or being more open sexually or more closed sexually or a little bit emotional, a little bit argumentative or not, what you'll find in all of those different phases is if you can just step back a lot of the time and go, oh my gosh, she's just being a woman. This is just her nature. It's fine. And there's nothing wrong with that, nothing evil in that nature. It's just a different nature to the one that is inherently yours. And the more that you can go, oh, all right, this is okay. This is perfectly normal. Oh, she wanted to kiss me last time. She doesn't today. That's okay. She's probably just being a girl. With that, what you can do is it allows you to breathe through situations and to not emotionally react. And obviously, if someone's continually pressing your buttons or it's a negative or toxic relationship, what you can do is eventually learn, you know, that's not positive to step out of it. But in the meantime, a lot of the time, a lot of situations, here's my rule of thumb for whether it's a good or a bad situation. Give it 48 hours. If after 48 hours, the situation is still unresolved and it's still really bad and unmanageable, then yeah, get some space and yeah, reconsider that relationship. But honestly, most things are worth just, you know, taking stock, chilling out, accepting what's going on, being that person that's just like, you know what, it's cool. I'm just going to go sit down here for a bit. And, you know, if you want to talk, I'm here.
And allowing her to step back into her soft feminine self and recenter. Often that's all we need.
Yeah.
A breather.
Yeah, a breather is a good expression. So what I would say is if the guys, you know, I know that what you do is mainly for women, but if they wanted to find out anything more about you, or maybe just want to have a little look and see what's going on with stuff with women and femininity, how can they find out more about you?
So my jewelry is VanessaCandioti.com, and my coaching practice is thejewelprocess.com. So you can email me at Vanessa@VanessaCandioti.com, and I'd love to speak to your girlfriends, probably, or if you want to buy, if you want to buy jewelry.
Hey, if you want to basically, if you want to get a nice present for your girlfriend, or if you think, wow, my girlfriend could probably do with getting in touch with her femininity a bit more because this is getting a bit much for me, or I don't know what is going on with this girl. Find some way that she can stumble across mine or Vanessa's website. That will probably be helpful. Anyway, guys, I'll be back again next week with another Attraction HQ podcast. As you can see, we do like, I like to look at like dating, sex, love, relationships, all that kind of stuff through a different lens and a different perspective. One where we kind of go, okay, are there bigger issues at play here? Is there anything we can immediately do to resolve them? And I'm not saying women are crazy or people are crazy, but we are all, men and women, a little bit mad. And you have it. I think there is some truth in the fact that you have to find someone whose madness kind of connects to yours. And the more stronger, the more stable, and the more you know yourself, the better that choice will become and the better relationships you will attract. So if you like what we're talking about, please subscribe, share, or comment on this podcast. And I will see you again next week. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to HayleyQuinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as Plain Old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me. Please reach out. And thank you again for your support.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.